I am telling you, gentlemen, Darwin has reanimated a worm. Think about it. It is the age of miracles. The impossible is proved. It is the age of enlightenment. The immovable is moved. Reanimation?
My dear sir, you miss the point entirely. Of what use is it if Erasmus Darwin has harnessed the forces of galvanism to cause a dead worm to twitch as if alive? Do we understand life any better because of it?
We will have power over life and death.
Perhaps. But what good can come of such power if we've lost sight of our reasons for seeking it?
How can you question the wonders of science? Anatomy, astronomy, economics, taxonomy, cosmology, physiology, mathematics, astrology, magnetism, galvanism, catastrophism, atomism, kinetics, hermetics, genetics, theoretics. We could live forever!
We do live forever. Not through theory, but through thought. Life, change, the constant flow. To be in touch with it, to see, to know truth. Through time, universe, to find one's place in it. To seek, to search, to dream, to fly, never to die. To be a god, to create, to think, to gaze into the well of truth and dare to drink, to look deep into the well of truth and dare to drink.
To drink.
Thought is flight, pure poetry, sweet light, eternity. Thought is flight, pure poetry, sweet light, new eternity.
Immortality.
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 We could live forever. It is the age of miracles. It is the age of enlightenment.
Doctor, is merely mechanics, puzzle making. The only true science is the science of the mind. To be a god, to create, to think, is to gaze into the well of truth and dare to drink, to look deep into the well of truth and to deeply